he touches up. How can this jibe with this? So he interjects a little bit here, a little bit there. So he has this Migdash David has three svarim: one on Kochim, one on Taris, and one on Zran. Each one is Meiridik. So in the Sefer on Zroim, he quotes among other things. He has this Pirush HaMishnah. He says like that: the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah Shreif Tazoy that the Isa Tevel Deraisa depends on Achilas Keva. That's the whole nature of the din. Why is it only Tevel if you have first Miruch and then Riyas Me'abayis? Because you gotta have Achilas Keva. And with the Rabbana, they declare that there are other things that are called Achilas Keva. If you eat a lot of it, or if you eat on Shabbos, if you cooked it, then you bought it, then you salted it, then you eat it in the chutz, other things that are Kerveya. So that's what the Gemara is, so that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. It says in the Mishnah, you can never have a case that you become chayiv and tevel on yantiv. That's not normal. How do you have? You're gonna take a whole tree and move it into the barn on yantiv. That's a bocha dikizah. You don't do that on yantiv. You do that on the weekdays. It's not shaykh to do it on yantiv. So Abaye asks Rav Akasha, but if you're telling me that mefarchim, that you're allowed to be moilel and melilah, so mefarchim kitni is biyantif, you're allowed to remove
shav,
you're allowed to detach the echo from the psalus, and then to do disha, and then to do borer on yantif, to separate it. Correct, Akashim came on sin the chumash azaka bahara masa. So shayach that it became tevel on yantif, and then you should be allowed to be mafresh on yantif. How come it says in the Mishnah that it's never possible, that never happens? Afrosh Aschali can do on yantiv because you needed the dough on yantiv, and shchita you do on yantiv, so sometimes possible that you'll do it gives rabbi chayim a table. But afrosh truma never sets in. The chiyuv afrosh truma never sets in on yantiv. So Abaye asks, why not? And came atzinu truma shezakabar moshe snan, doesn't say in the Mishnah loy mamartem truma shezakabar moshe v'chulei. That's Abaye's kasha against Rava. He's trying to prove to Rava that he's wrong. So Rava sticks to his guns and he says loy kasha. He says the Mishnah Taket disagrees with me, but I hold like a different Tana. There is a machloekas har Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. There is a machloekas hatanoi, and the Mishnah goes like one Tana, and I hold we don't paskin like the Mishnah. I hold we paskin like the other Tana. Yeah, one Tana is Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, and one Tana is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So before you read the Gemara, if one would want to guess who is this, who is the one who edited the Mishnah? He's not the author of the Mishnah. These were old Mishnahs from before. There's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Achim. There were three versions of what Beisham and Mizil were fighting about. The Gemara had two pshatim, which version is presented here. So these were old things. But Rabbi was the editor of the Mishnah. So one would probably guess that Mizdam and the Mishnah goes like Rebbe, but we know that that's not necessarily too reliable, because every so often we know that there is a Mishnah that's the like Rebbe. I think we must have mentioned the very first Mishnah in Sanhedrin starts off Dini Mominis Bishloisha, that it didn't have Dini Mominis, you need three Rabbonim. Then the Gemara says Maslisin the like Rebbe, because we have a Tosefta that says Rebbe's opinion is Dini Mominis, you need a Bezna 5. So on the bottom of the page, when they have the Tosefta in the back of the Gemara, it's the regular Vilna Shas Gemara. So in the bottom of the page, they quote, one of the Mepharshim quotes that there's a Sefer by one of the Rishonim, the Sefer Akrisis, by the Rash Mekinen, a Balatesis, one of the lesser known Balatesis. So he wrote a Sefer on the Klolei HaTalmud, Mishnayis and Toseftis and Brises and Gemaras, what it's all about. He tries to explain what it's all about, like the Halicha Soilim was written in later generations. So such a Sefer from the earlier generations. So he points out this Pella. How can it be? Rebbe's the one who edited the Mishnah. So why does he write a Stam Mishnah and doesn't even mention his own opinion? Why doesn't he write his own opinion? So he says Rebbe was an Elacha and he knew his opinion was outvoted. His Shita was not accepted. So what's he going to stick his opinion just because he's the editor? He knows they don't hold like him. So he left out his opinion from the Mishnah. So here also, just because Rebbe was the one who edited the Mishnah, it doesn't necessarily mean that Mishnah is going to be Rebbe. It could be the Mishnah is Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. But more sense it would make if the Mishnah would be Rebbe. So here it's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, which way is Rebbe? Well, what does it say over here in the Gemara? The Rav says, Loi Kasha, it is a Kasha. He says, you didn't schlug me up in Gansen. You're right, the Mishnah disagrees with me, but I hold you don't pass like the Mishnah. I have a Tana who disagrees, and I hold Laloch, you don't pass. Why? Ha Rebbe, ha Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah, the Tanya. We have the following Braisa. Hichni Shibolim Lasos Mehem Isa. What does it mean? A guy, what is she balling? He has this tall stalks of straw with the kernels or grain on top, and he brings it into the house. That's machnisa b'mot shalom. He brings it, he does the riyas p'nei abayis before he did the miruah. So what's the din if you did riyas p'nei abayis before you do the miruah? So it's not going to become tevel derais. Shoin, finished. It's not, that's what Rabbi Oshia said. And never going to become tevel deraisa. And what's with achilas aroi? What's the story with achilas aroi? Is it also to do achilas aroi or muta to do achilas aroi? So that was the taisvis had. Rabbi Kivega tells you, look, taisvis menoch samach zayin had the machlokes the Rashbam, I think, with the Rabbeinu Ephraim 2 days in taisvis. So you say that it's only us achilas aroi if he did miruach and you didn't yet have riyas p'nei abayis. You didn't even do miruach yet. So you're not allowed to eat achilas keva. You're not allowed to eat achilas keva. You're allowed to eat achilas aroi. Because there is a possibility it could lead up to tevel deraisa. So the Yah said, no, I'll shame sofo. Because it may become tevel deraisa in the future. But what if he treated it in such a way that it's never gone, this is the last stop. It can't go any further. It cannot lead up to any tevel deraisa. Yeah. So do you still have the gzera derabon? So that was 2 days in Tosfos. So what does it say here? Hichnis shibolim. The question is, how do you translate the word hichnis? Hichnis means hichnis labayis, shibolim, or hichnis into a basket. So Tosfos and Menaches quotes a Tosefta. We don't know exactly where the Tosefta is. Tosfos says is a Tosefta that says hichnis labayis. They quote the Gemara here, and they say, and in the Tosefta it says hichnis labayis, shibolim, and it says echomehem aroi. It's only mutarach aroi. Achilas kev is also. So you see, even though you're ready at the last stop, you can't go any further. It can never lead up to tevel deraisa. I still say that achilas keva is still awesome. The rabbanon, the yisra achilas keva doesn't disappear just because it can't lead up to tevel deraisa. The other rishonim who hold not so, so the chazanish says it's not a kasha. They'll translate the word hichnis. It doesn't mean hichnis labayis. Means hichnis into a basket. It's still in the field. In fact, the gemara there menaches keeps on using the word hichnis. The Gemara thought that it does mean hichnis labayis. The Gemara thought hichnis into the basket. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe the word hichnis means hichnis labayis. That was a big chiddush. The Gemara comes to the final conclusion. Maybe the word over there, that the Bryce is there, used the term, maybe mean hichnis labayis. But it doesn't necessarily have to mean that every place where the word appears.
It doesn't mean
But then it wouldn't make a difference either. If he brings shibolim, shibolim means the ochel with the psol is the motsholah, as long as it's in the bayis, then it can't go any further. Then it can't become tevel derais. And it still says echel mehem aroi, it's only mutar aroi achilas kevezos. So that's the machlekes harishayim. What do you do with this line? So half of the Rishayim say that's what it says and that's what it means. Oh, even though it can never lead up to Tevel Deraisa, the Issa Tevel Derabbanan remains. If there was an Issa Tevel Derabbanan, it remains, even though it can never lead up to an Issa Tevel Deraisa. And the other Rishayim say no. Once you've reached the point that it can no longer, there's nothing you can do to lead up to Tevel Deraisa, so the Issa Tevel Derabbanan disappears. It's an interesting concept. It became tevel. It had an isa tevel, and then the isa tevel disappears. Has to come back to the svar that he said before. Is that possible that you have an isa tevel? Take for example, there's a famous gemara in Bav Mitzia and Daf Peches, where the gemara darshins a pasuk. Aser ta aser is called tvoa zarecha. Ayot aser shana shana. So the chof of zarecha. Aser ta aser is called tvoa zarecha. Prat le lakuach. If you bought it from someone else, it's only chayv and chumas ma'aser midrabbanan. The din of chumas ma'aser deraisa is only yours. So Tosfos has a whole machlokes. What do you mean? And if I'm not a farmer, so it's only the farmer that has the din of tevel. There's no isa tevel deraisa by lakua. How can it be? So Tosfos has 2 days. So one day in Tosfos is it only becomes tevel deraisa after miruach and riyas p'nei abayis. So if you bought it before miruach, and then you did the miruach and the riyas p'nei abayis, so that you, so it's zarecha.
It's yours.
So then it's deraisa. If the farmer did the miruach and the riyas p'nei abayis and it became tevel by him, and then you buy it, then you put. That's one day in Tosfos. The other day in Tosfos says what? It became tevel.
So
it became tevel. Then it becomes mutta. That's impossible. How can it be? It became tevel. So they say just the opposite. No, punkt verkehrt. If it already became tevel by the former, he did miruach and riyas nara showing chal givon tevel. Tevel. So once it became tevel, it remains tevel. But hacham askinon, the pasuk pratul miruach means it never became tevel. I bought it before the miruach. So the one who did the miruach never becomes mechuyev. So how can a taka be? How can there be a sheet in rishayim? This is already on the level of the rice. He was talking about the rabbon. How can it be on the level of the rice that the thing became tevel? And then at this, when the farmer sells it to someone else, the tevel vanishes, the yisur tevel vanishes into thin air. So the answer is because tevel, the yisur tevel rests on the mitzvah safrosha. That's to boil down to that one. The whole yisur of tevel is based on the fact that there's a mitzvah to be mafresh. So the mitzvah to be mafresh is only the farmer who had it grow in his field. Aser ta'as is kaltua zarecho. He has a mitzvah to be mafresh. Once he sells it to someone else, it is no longer a mitzvah on the lakeah. There's no longer mitzvah min ha-Torah ne-lakech to be mafrish to be mele. There's no yisur tevel. Achidish, that the yisur tevel deraisa can disappear into thin air because there's no longer a mitzvah. So the same thing on the level of the Rabbanon also. That's how here for the Rishonim hold. There was an yisur tevel the Rabbanon even before miruach and riyas min habayis. An yisur tevel the Rabbanon not to eat achilas keva, not to eat the tevel achilas keva. But that's only by medvam amurim, if there's a possibility, al shem sofo, it can still lead up to tevel deraisa. But if you reach the stage, you did something, you did first the riyas b'nei bayis, and now even if you do the miruach, it'll never lead to anything. Not going anywhere. There's a last stop, and there's not shach to go any further. So if it can never lead up to afrosha deraisa, can never lead up to tevel deraisa, so then there's no tevel derabanan either. That was a famous machlokes in Eretz Yisrael, famous machlokes in Avelvela Soloveitchik and the Chazon Ish. This machlokes Harishani was a famous machlokes. There's a Avelvela Soloveitchik had a chiddush when he came to Eretz Yisrael. When Avelvela ran away from the Nazis, he came to Eretz Yisrael, so they already had instituted a system there, like a butcher stores. They have hashgacha on butcher stores. On the shechita they supervise, and the salting, and the mikur, and the trebring, they supervise everything. So they had instituted an Eretz Yisrael hashgachas on the trumas and maestros. That the Erlich HaRabbonim, who were taking care of everything. So they say Rav Avala came to Rabbi Zalman's home, so he gave him some food, so he didn't want to eat. He says he didn't go through, he doesn't know yet about Afrosh's trumas and maestros. So they gave him some gefilte fish, and they said, fish doesn't eat that trumas and maestros. So he looked in the pot, so he said, but the fish was cooked with carrots. And the carrots need it. So the carrots have a tam tevel. Shiloh, did they mafresh shumas and maises properly on the carrots? And if they didn't, then the carrots give a tam to the fish. He didn't want to eat the fish, he didn't want to eat chicken, didn't want to eat anything until he went through all the dinim. And he was moira a lot of things. The chazanish was moira a lot of things. And Rav Avala was moira. So now the hashgachas on shumas and maises are much better than it used to be before. Because the Jews in Golis in Europe, they never heard of these things. They were strictly Orthodox, you know, Glatla, Mahadrim, and Mahadrim. Then they came to Eretz Yisrael. They heard a new story. They never heard of this business with the Tevel and the Chumas and Mises and all these things. So there was a big machlokes about Velvel and the Chazanish about the following. Let's say you have oranges that grow in Eretz Yisrael. So they make orange juice. So can they be mafresh the Chumas and Mises on the orange juice after it's squeezed out already? What's the shaila? So there's a Gemara Chulan on Daf Kuf Chof where the Gemara says that Chiluk then Mashkem Ayetzim and Azesim and Min Anovim have the din like the pri itself. There's a Machlokes Hatanaim, Machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua and Mishnah, and we pass like Reb Yeshua against Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer Shamutehu, we rarely pass like Reb Lezer. So we pass like Reb Yeshua here too. Reb Yeshua makes this distinction: Mashkem Ayetzim and Azesim and Anovim, olive oil or wine or grape juice, you can be Marfish Truma and it has a Kedushas Truma. Because the mashkim have the status of the pri. It's a the pri in a liquid form. But a mashkim for bracha also has the bar pri hoit. Even has higher. But let's say if sometimes it doesn't have higher, then it's bar pri hoit. The wine and the olive oil will be bar pri hoit. But let's say you have mashkim ayotim yishar peiris, so they don't have the status of the pri. So the Gemara says this, b'negeh to brichas anenin, and the Gemara says it, b'negeh to bring bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And Gemara says it benegeh to truma samaisus. The truma you have to be mafresh on the pri. So if you're mafresh on the Jews, it sounds from the Gemara that it's not chal. So Rav Velvela said when you take the oranges, when they pluck off the oranges and they bring them to the factory, it's all tevel. And then they squeeze out the, and then they weren't mafresh truma samaisus yet. So then they go and they squeeze out the juice from the tevel, so the juice is a bite of tevel. Then they want to be mafresh shumas ma'aser on the juice. The Gemara says in chulam daf kuf chaf, it's not chal, so you can't. So the Chazon Ish said, how is that possible? Mimonav shach, he said. If it's still tevel, tevel by definition means you can be mafresh shumas ma'aser. You're telling me that the Gemara really, if that's what it really says in the Gemara chulam daf kuf chaf, that the truma and the ma'aser is not chal, because it's not a pre, so the holy tevel should vanish into thin air. And Rav Elbala said, no, the Issa Tevel remains. Once the Issa Tevel sets in, it remains, even if it can no longer do a haprosh. And he has, if you look in the Shiurim of Rav Elbala Soloveitchik on Menachis, it's in the middle of Menachis, printed on the side, like we have here the Rabbeinu Chananel, printed on the side. So there they have Shittim Kubetzes printed on the side. So they have little sections. Each little paragraph is numbered. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet has around 30 comments on every page. Each comment is only 5-10 lines long, short. So they have a little Shittim Kubetzes around Daf Samach Zayin or so. So in the Chidushim of Rav Elbala Soloveitchik, they have an innocent little comment there, but that's like an atom bomb. He says, from this Shittim Kubetzes, you see that it's possible to have an Issa Tevel which you cannot be mistaken. He has a case, you have a fruit that was Tevel, a potato that was Tevel, and then you planted it in the ground, and now it took root. So now it's mechuba lekarka. So mechuba lekarka, hafroshes trumas and maizes is not chal. And nonetheless, the Shittim Kubetzes says it still remains tevel. So he has this innocent comment, and you don't realize how serious it is. That was his machlekes with the Chazon Ish. So he has a raya b'feirish Shittim Kubetzes. So learned that that's what it says in the Gemara. That once it becomes tevel, it remains tevel, even though it has reached the stage now that it's impossible to do a hafrosha. But truth of the matter was, that was the machlekes, the 2 days in Taisus in Bava Metzia and Daf Peches. How do you understand prat l'lokuach? Aser Taisus called Tua Zaracha prat l'lokuach. What do you mean l'lokuach? So one day in Taisus says, if I bought it from the farmer before it became, if I bought it before it became tevel, then I do the miruach, then it doesn't become tevel. Once it became tevel already, once it became tevel, it remains tevel. The other day in Taisus says, no, punkt l'heper. If you bought it before the Miruach, so it is Aracha. You did the Miruach Nevir Esmeir. It is Aracha. The only time there's a Ptur Derais is if he did the Miruach Nevir Esmeir Baris and then you bought it. So then the Issa Tevel disappears because the Mitzvah Safrosha disappears. Tevel rests on the Mitzvah Safrosha. That was a famous Machlokes. Still a famous Machlokes. Most places they make it like the Chazon Ish. The Mafrish on the juice. Grapefruit juice and tomato juice and all the juices. The mafresh after they squeeze it out, they make it into juice. It's a tircha to be mafresh before, so it's easier to be mafresh later. And the Mahadrin, some hashgachas are mahadet to follow the Chazon Ish, to follow the Brisker Rav Elbala, that you have to be mafresh it before. Then they say that Rav Elbala added on a comment. That's how they say. Rav Elbala added on a comment to his students. He said that you think that this is just a machlekes and halacha between me and the Chazon Ish. No, it's a machlekes and hashkofa. The Chazon Ish holds that every situation always has a pitaron. Every baya has a pitaron. There's always a solution to every problem. And I hold, he was a pretty morose person. That's how his Talmidim say. And I heard there are some situations that are just so miserable, there's no solution. Insoluble. Just no way. It's tevil, and you just have to suffer with the tevil. There's no way to krich out of the tevil. Anyway, so that's...
Does it change in any of you grow the oranges just for the juice? People don't usually eat them.
Some Rishonim say that if it's juice oranges, then even Rabbi Shur will say that the mashkim but since that's what you, then you'll say barpi. Some Rishonim might say, hold that you say barpi who eats on that
juice,
on that orange juice, since it was squeezed, since it was planted l'shem
tov. It's a question of mitzvahs, I think.
No, that's a machlekes and din. A machlekes the Rashbo and somebody, I forgot. The tour, I forgot. They're brochas in case of mevarchim. Machlekes, if you planted the oranges, why are Zaysam HaNovim different? That's the problem. And some Rishonim say, because that's what you planted it for. He planted the Zaysan oven to make olive oil and to make grape juice. And if you plant apples to make apple juice, and if you plant oranges or grapefruits to make grapefruit juice, that would also be Bar Pihuay. That would also be the mashkin with the kamosim. That's one of the Rishonim. Then the other Rishonim says, no, Zaysan oven is different because the Torah singles it out as being special. Wine is special and olive oil is special because the Matthias is special, not because you planted Aladai Tekach. And it wouldn't make a difference. So that would be a machlokes, Rishon.
So the grape juice would be subject to a barifi who eats.
The Gemara says creation. The Mishnah says that Mishkaradim. It says Ketu Mevarchem Al Paris. So it says Al Paris Eilon Oimer Bari Prihoei Chutz Men Ayayin Shemevarchem Al Bar Piavro. So the Gemara says the sentence doesn't read straight. It says on fruits you say Bari Prihoei except for wine. That you say, what do you mean except for wine? What's the Havamina? What has wine got to do? So you see from the Mishnah that if not for the special takana, you would have taka said, Bari Prihoei
on the wine.
And sometimes the Gemara says you don't say Bari Priha Goffin on the wine, like taka Bari Prihoei on the wine. Sometimes you know there are gems, let's say grape gem. The grape gem, if I'm not mistaken, is more than 50% wine. In fact, they told me even some of the other gems also, apricot gem, a couple of the other gems also, are more than 50% wine. More than 50% wine. Mm-hmm. And then they mix it up, they use the wine in order to bring out the flavor of the other. Wine somehow has the ability to bring out, it's an enhancer. It brings out the other flavors. So even though it's not a great flavor, it's a different kind of a fruit flavor, the gem. Or the jelly, but still it could well be. A lot of them have more than 50% of wine, but it doesn't look like wine, doesn't taste like wine, because they mixed in other ingredients. And so the din tak is, if you smear the jam on the crackers around bread, so you say mezainah, so you say whatever. But some kids stick in a spoon and they eat it the way it is. So then the din is that you can't say bar pri agofen on a salad. You don't say bar pri agofen, then you say bar pri right.
What's the halacha about the grape juice? I'm sorry, about the orange juice.
The orange juice are machlokes, whether you say if you planted it up. No, so we say shahakol, because whenever there's a machlokes, if you say ha'et, you may not be yotzeh kohen. If you say shahakol, you're yotzeh l'choladeh. So whenever there's a machlokes, so you say the bracha that you say from, let's say banana. Banana is a machlokes, whether you say ha'et or ha'adoma. Because the tree, the whole tree falls down at the end of the year. But the roots remain. But the roots are below the ground. So then everything grows back. The branches don't remain. Everything falls down. But then the branches grow back. But something does remain. The bottom part does remain. So that's a machlokes in the Torah. So some hold that it's ha'etz like a tree. Another hold, no. Since the branch doesn't remain from year to year, so it's ha'adoma. Because of the machlokes, so we say ha'adoma. Because ha'adoma for sure will be saved. So the same over here. You have a machlokes on the orange juice or on the grapefruit juice, whether it's ha'etz or shahakol. So you say shahakol, so you know for sure that you said. Yeah.
The orange juice, the Rav said that the orange juice which comes from the oranges, which is specially made for Jews, you should make on the Jews a boil private, because that's what's made.
That's what right, and that's what some Rishonim hold like that. That's a lot like the Torah in the Rashba. Is that a lot for the Maisa like that?
I
don't know.
Yeah, but we don't have like that.
I don't know. I thought it's a machlokes of Rishonim, so in order to be safe, we say the bracha that for sure would be good.
Lahokah
means the suffix if you say bracha now, but don't say bracha at all. Here's the suffix, which bracha is it? It's also similar. You say the one that's the common denominator. Yeah, more inclusive. So you know for sure that.
That's why they say him that gave him, because it goes up. You want the shield to go up.
Grapes grow up.
Grapes go up. The bracha goes up. It goes up from
Hey, bracha.
Could be. It could be. The beginning of this week's Sedrin, Chayisora, has the shaykhs with the Gemara that we just learned. The Torah writes the din of Kevin Yisrael that when a Jewish person dies, there's a mitzvah of kvura. The pasuk says the mitzvah of kvura is grad only written kavatik b'rana b'yamahu is written by Haruge Bezmi. If a person was killed, Chiyadish, Chait Mishpat Mavis, Vuhumas, Vesalisa, Salay, the Sultan of Allah, Salay, Kovatik Brenna, Bayom, Kilis, and the King Tobit. It goes on Haruge Bezin. God doesn't say, never says in the Chumash Beferish that there's a mitzvah to bury a person who died a natural death. Only Haruge Bezin. So the Gemara has a brisa in the middle of Sanhedrin around Afnem Hey or so. The two brises, one after the other. So the two brises say that even a Shar Mesim also needs Kura. The difference between the Halacha Mishnah points and the difference between the two brises is that the one brise says that it says kovatik brenu or kefaloshin to be marbit even people who died a natural death. So one brise says that it's a remez, and one brise says that it's a real drosh. But the Halacha Mishnah says it sounds like a machleg is whether it's derais or derabbanan. We assume that it's derais. Whenever a person dies, we didn't administer Mrs. Bezna. A normal person dies a natural death. We assume that the mitzvah kvura is a mitzvah deraisa, but it's still different. A person dies a natural death, you bury him normally. a person gets Mises Besdin in his special cemetery. The Gemara says it's halacha mashi sinah. It says in the Mishnah there were two cemeteries, one for the Miskolim in Israel, and one for the Nairobi and Achnokim. Special din. Then the Gemara has also a din that the one who is put to death through Suder, they choke him to death with a scarf, so you have to bury the scarf also with him. The one who is put to death with Zayat, with his sword, you have to bury the sword also. You
can't let the clay
run out from a post. So you see that it's a special din. The Kfura for the Harugi Bezman is a special din. And the Kfura for the Shamaisim, even though we assume that it's their eyes, the Raman Pasim is Kfura, but Shamaisim is their eyes, that's separate thing. So in this week's Sedra, it says that Avraham Avinu lost his wife. So they offered him, the Mivchal Kareinu Kroes Mesech, and said, no, he has to have a separate base of Kroes. You're not allowed to bury Eden with going together. You have to bury separate. So the Gemara has another din, learns that from a Pasuk in Malachim. You're not allowed to, even two Eden, you're not allowed to bury one next to the other. If one is a Tzadik, one is a Rosh. Not only that, a Rosh Chama next to a Rosh Kal. I know that he did 100 Averis, he did 101 Averis, if anyone's keeping track. So you're not allowed to bury them one next to the other. Gemara even has a machloikis in the following case, in Yeromis, from Daplan Gimel. Let's say we're keeping track, someone's keeping record. They both did 100 Averis, but one of the Averis that he did was Yisachal Alisa. And the din is that ain't Yisachal Alisa, the second Yisachal is not Chal. So the Gemara has a machloikis HaTanayim. Is that counted? But it was Chal just for Onshim Nad, but he really did 101 Averis or no? He only did 100 Averis, so you can bury them next to the other. The Gemara says, that's a machloikis HaTanayim, Lekov Rabbeinu Shoyim Gemur. If they both did 100, but his 100, one of the 100 that he did was a case of Yisachal Alisa, and the Halacha said, ain't Yisachal Alisa, so are you allowed to bury them together or not? We don't keep track. No one keeps track. But there is a din. That's why the Mizrahi has the Rambam Beis HaKvaros and the Aguda has the Rambam Beis HaKvaros. Terekata has the Rambam. Because we assume that more or less all the people who belong to the same Chevre
have the same
number of Averis. More or less. Because no one's keeping track now. So the Gemara learns this out. How do you not light up Barry at Tzadik next to Rosh? Because the Pasuk says that Elisha Novi died and he was buried, and then by mistake
they were carrying him, there was an army coming, so they dropped the mess and
they dropped the mess, they were by mistake they mixed up and they were going to bury a Russian next to Elisha Novi. So Anes occurred and he had Chias HaMeisim, the Russia had Chias HaMeisim a B to get not away. To have the Russia buried next to the Gemara has a whole machlokes. What happened with that Russia who had the Chias HaMeisim? He lived happily ever after, or he just walked away and he dropped dead a little further. He dropped dead somewhere else and then he buried him somewhere else. The Gemara has a machlokes in Sanhedrin. But you see, the Rabbi Shalom did a nest in order not to have a tzaddik next to Russia. So on Yerideya they discuss how far away do you have to have that chokin? Let's say the Mizrahi with the Aguda. So how far away do you have to be marchik the cemeteries? If they hold that there's a tzaddik next to Russia, or Shechama next to Akal, whoever holds the other one is more of a Russia, whatever. So how far away do you have to have Archokah? So in Yeridei it says, you have to have Archokah of 8 Amos, minimum of 8 Amos. Why? Because Dalal Amos around the maze is Tfusus Amos. We don't want to have interlocking, we don't even want to have interlocking Tfusus Amos. 8 Amos around. So what about the original Din and Chumash? What about a Yid next to Goy? So the Poskim wrote in Europe, also you need 8 Amos. The Goy has 8 Dalad Amos, Tfisus HaKever, and the Yid has Tfisus HaKever. You don't want to have interlocking Tfisus HaKever. So several years ago, one of the big Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael, right, a very big Kamach Chacham, he passed away already. He published the Tshuva. Nitazoy. Not like that. He says, when do you say you can't have interlocking Tfisus HaKever if the both
Yid?
One is a Meshumet, that's the case of talk. One is a Meshumet and one is a Frumayid. One is a Russian next to a Tzadik. So the din of Tfisus HaKever even applies to a Jew who's not observant. But a Goy, he says, a Goy doctor doesn't have Tfisus HaKever. Why? Because what's the whole din that Dalet Amos around the maze is considered Tfisus HaKever? Where does that come from? So he wrote a Harifus. It's a very sharp Harifus. I hold that it's absolutely wrong, Halacha Maisa, but he wrote a Harifus. I don't think his style was usually not. He went Chutzmi. It wasn't his style of learning, so that's why I think he fell in. His style of learning was not Harifus big at all. So here he wrote a tshuva with Harifus, so he fell in. So he writes that what's the whole reason? The Gemara in the end of Sefer says that a mace is metami the maga mamasa ba'oihel. What says oihel? Maga means I touch the mace. Masa means I'm wearing gloves and I carry the mace. I'm not mace has clothing. I'm wearing gloves. I didn't really touch the body, but I picked them up. That's masa. An ohel, there are three kinds. One ohel is I lean on top of the mace. One ohel is they carry the mace on top of me. And one ohel is I'm over here, the mace is over there. And there's one roof. That's called ohel hamshocha. There's one roof that's on top of me, on top of the mace, that's also called ohel. So the Gemara says in the end of Saita, towards the very end of Saita, they made a dinder rabbanon, that if you're anywhere within dalet amos of the mace, you're ready tame. Why? Because you may, by mistake, put your hand, you may lean over and put your hand on top of the coffin, on top of Mace. He won't realize that that's ohel. Even if there's no roof, it's outside. If you walk within Dalet Amos of the Mace, you have a Tumah Midrabbanon, Gzeira Hashem Yahil Al HaMeis. So this Talmud Chochem wrote in his tshuva,
he's a Gan Al Rosh Hashiva,
what did he write tshuvas? So he wrote a tshuva l'aloche that we paskin agoy is not metamei boil, machlokes satanai. So we paskin agoy is not metamei boil. So it doesn't make sense to say they made it clear to Rabbanon that if you're within Dalet Amos, it's also Metame. The whole, if Nafala, you say Nafala Binyan, if the Goy is not Metame Boil, so the whole Chashash, Shema Yahel Olav doesn't apply, so the Goy doesn't have Dalet Amos. So there is no Tzvishas HaKeru for Goy. So all you need is Dalet Amos, you don't need 8 Amos. There's no problem with interlocking Tzvishas HaKeru. There is no Tzvishas HaKeru by Goy. That's very wrong. So I thought that was absolutely wrong. For the following reason, Pashut. This whole din of Dalet Amos, this big Rosh Hashiva is trying to say, is only a din de Rabbanon. And what's on the level of the Raisa, there's no Dalet Amos. So you're not allowed to bear a yid next to a guy, applies how, Menatera? Only if Mamish, they're burying them hand in hand. When you bury a guy with yid, Mamish touching, the bodies are touching, that's what it means. You're not allowed to bury a tzaddik next to a Rosh on the level of the Raisa means, Mamish, the bodies are touching. Nah, the Gemara says there's a din in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says how much you need a hachoki. You don't need the 8 amas. You're not allowed to bury one grave, one body next to the other. You're never allowed to do that. That's not what they're talking about. On the level of their rights, it has to be Dalet Amos. So I thought the whole thing was wrong. I thought that din, there is a din der rights of Dalet Amos as Tzvishas HaKeru. L'moshe, that Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that by Haruge Bezdin, not only there's a the mitzvah there, I said, Kfura applies to Shah Mesim as well, person that dies naturally. But the mitzvah of burying Haruga Bezin is a special mitzvah, Haraya, that the Sayyid Sheh Nechnach Bo. And the suit also has to be buried. The Gemara says, Imo. It says, Kovim Mosa Imo. The Gemara says, Imo Salkadaitach. Why do you put the sword in the Oren?
Yeah.
The Gemara says, no, Imo Bitfusasa. You have to put the sword within the Dalet Amos. So the Gemara is saying, Adin der Isa, the Dalet Amos is the Tfisas HaKever. This Gemara in the end of Saita, that the Gemara says if you're within Dalet Amos of the mace, it's only a din de Rabbanon. Yeah. The Gemara says that din of the Dalet Amos there is only din de Rabbanon. Why did they pick a sheer Dalet Amos? Adarabba. Called the Tikka Rabbanon, came the rice of Tikka. The din there rice is a Dalet Amos around the mace is Tvisa Sakever, to all intents and purposes. So then they wanted to make a Xer de Rabbanon. If you're too close to the mace, we make a Xer Shema Yahilo. The truth of the matter is, you have to be awful tall. You have to be very tall to have such a long hand. Dalet Amos. Who has an arm that's Dalet Amos long? If a person stretches out from one end, from the tip of his hand to the bottom of the toe, that'll be close to Dalet Amos, maybe. That'll be Dalet Amos. Basya Basparas, her arm extended, yeah. But normally a hand is not so far. So what do they make such a Xera de Rabbanon? If you're within Dalet Amos, you're ready to tell me. So the answer is that was called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there. I said Tikkun, there's a din der Reis over here. That's what the Rav pointed out. A lot of times you have to look at a din der Rabbanon, and you'll look behind it and you'll find that it's reflecting a din der Reis because called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there. I said that's what he said by the Tevel. He said, why do they make such a strange din der Rabbanon that it's asa achilas keva muta achilas haroi? Where did it come from? By Basa B'chavad Rabbanon, you don't have it. By Shimon Agid, you don't have it. By Chavez Rabbanon, you don't have it. So he said, oh, that's the getter of the use of the Raisa by Tevel Gufer. It's all camouflage because it's irrelevant. But before they made the Din de Rabbanon, that was the getter of the use of the Raisa. The use of the Raisa had the fact that you have such a strange Din de Rabbanon reflects the fact that there used to be a Din de Raisa like that. Many Dinim de Rabbanon. Avachon of Asman has a whole essay in the Sefer Yevamos where he collects a lot of Gemaras. Where the Gemara quotes the Din de Rabbanon, and the Gemara shows if you look behind it, you'll see that reflects the nature of a Din de Raisa. There must have been a Din de Raisa that this was based on. Over here also, the Pashto says, I thought that this Odom Gadol made a mistake. I thought that this is the first piece of Shakever of Dalet Amos. That's a Din de Raisa. The fact that the guy is not the Tamei, the Oihel, therefore he doesn't have Sif doesn't have Tumas Soil, it doesn't have the Tumas Tov Dalet Amr. But the Tishah Kevet does have Adirabe. The whole fact that the Chachomim invented a din that is Tumah, Tov Dalet Amr, that's based on a Tfisas, based on a din deraisa of Tfisas HaKeva Dalet Amr. It's all based on a deraisa. So I thought it wasn't right. I thought the Minchas Alozer and quite a few Rabbanim from Europe all said like that. Going next to you, you also need the Harchok of Adam, not to have interlocking Tfisas HaKeva.
But today you bury people, they're closer than Dalet Amr to each other. And you make, on the base of Kovitz, when you bury one person, they fill that in.
You don't need six tochim.
Yeah, so where do you need the Dalet Amis? Only
not to have interlocking three separate tzaddik next to Russia. So
then you need Dalet Amis. But like this, you don't need Dalet
Amis. Yeah.
I thought for the Chiddushim Halim.
About 10 lines from the bottom, the last word on the line was Ushpizachne. Ushpizachne de Rova. Ushpizachne de Rova Baravchanan, who's at the Balabas, the landlord. Rova Baravchanan Havale Isuraisa de Chardala. He had bundles of vegetable. The
mustard plants.
So he had a shaila. He asked his tenant, was a Talmud Chacham, Rav Barav Chana. He asked him a shaila. Amalei ma'u lefruchei mechel menai b'yontif. The din is that on yontif some malachas on muta feichon def, some malachas on not muta. Rashi gives a marshal. Bishul in shchite is muta. On Yontif for the purpose of a chonefesh. But to go fishing on Yontif, you're not allowed to. To pluck off the pears from the tree, we learned on Daf Gimel, you're not allowed to. Or to squeeze out the orange juice also, you're not allowed to on Yontif. So some alochas are also some amutar. So you wanted to know, on Shabbos, this would constitute a malocha. Lefruche means, let's say, if you have peas in a pod.
Yeah.
So you want to crack open the pod and take out the peas. So that's a malocha of Disha. Disha means when you have oichalim solas that are attached and you detach them. You detach them and they're all mixed in together. That's Disha. Borer is when you have oichalim solas mixed in together and you separate the oichalim to one side and solas to the other side. Here you're not separating. Let's say you just have oichalim solas connected together and you bang it, you crush it in such a way that you detach them and then they're still mixed in together. So that's a maloch of Disha. And if you separate it, you did two malochas.
That's what you do with nuts.
Yeah, same as with nuts.
Walnut,
yeah, let's say you have
a lot of walnut.
Also, if I crack
like
open
dash
means to remove the kernel, the shell from the kernels of grain, or to remove the kernels of grain with the shell from the straw, from the tall stalk. So when you detach, not to remove, when you detach the kernels from the tall straw. When you detach it, even if it's all mixed in together, that's already a violation of Disha on Shabbos. And then when you separate it, that's a violation of Borer. So if you're going to do it right away, let's say a person has these tall kernels of straw with the
grain.
Tall straw with the kernels of grain on top, and he wants to nibble it right now. So he takes it out and eats it right away. So that's Derech Achila. So Derech Achila, if it's Eichel Mitoch Solas Miyad Biyad, then it's Mutah. You have the three conditions. Nuts, I have peanuts, I have other nuts, I crack open the shell, and I take it out and I eat it right away. So that's, by definition, that's not called the Disha, and it's not called Borer. That's Derech Achila is Mutah. But here the Gemara HaTashayla, he's going to prepare it, let's say, Yontif in the Leil Yontif, in order to serve it Yontif in the afternoon. It's not going to be eaten immediately. So let's take the shech, a behema yontif, and to serve it to the guests later is mutter. What, the shchita and bishul, to cook the food, even if you're not going to eat it right away, you're going to eat it later, is also mutter. But what about over here, this to do this disha? So it's a told avdisha. On Shabbos, it certainly would be a malach unless you're doing it miyad, to eat it immediately. If you're not going to do it for immediate eating, so on Shabbos it would be a malach. So the shaila was, what about on Yontif? Is this asar amuta? Usually you say milisha v'yelach. Tosis quoted the Yerushalmi, milisha v'yelach, because it's the two psukim say one next to the other. It says v'shmartem es hamatzos. And then it says, you're not allowed to do malach on Yontif, achar sheyachal lachom nefeshu levada yosa lachem. So what's the smichas ha-psukim, one pasuk next to the other? Say, right, there's a machloikas ha-tanayim, whether he darshan smuchim or not. And chumash dvarim, he darshan smuchim. You assume that every pasuk that's written next to another pasuk, there must be a hemshach, there must be a kesher. And there are many, many, many drushes that we darshan from chumash dvarim, the fact that one pasuk is written next to the other. And the rest of the four chumashim from Bereshis to Abamid was a machloikas ha-tanayim, and Yevamos on Daf Hei. And it's usually assumed we don't darshan smuchim. Usually assumed we only darshan smuchim in Chumash Dvarim. And here, Tesis quoted Ayushalmi and Av Gimel Avanav. Here you do darshan smuchim. That it says the Heter Rechal Nefesh and the Pasuk right next to the Pasuk that says Ushmartem es ha-matzos. Is a drushes chazal, Ushmartem es ha-mitzvahs. Mitzvah bol yotcha al tachnitzenu. Don't let it become chometz. When you get a loshem, don't let it become chometz. Because the original pasuk says the shmartem es ha-matzos.
Yeah.
You should watch the matzah, shmura matzah.
Uh-huh.
So it's a drashi. Watch the matzah, it shouldn't become chametz. Uh-huh. That's what it means. So they darshan, the shmartem es ha-mitzvah is mitzvah bo yachal tach mitzvah. Don't let the mitzvah become chametz. Dick. If you can do the mitzvah, why do later what you can do now? Do the mitzvah at the earliest opportunity. But the original pasuk goes on shmura matzah. So when do you have to start making shmura matzah? So that's a machlekes m'sochem on daf mem, where the shmur mishas ktsira, all the way back from the time that they harvested, which costs twice as much money, more than twice as much money, shmur mishas ktsira. Oh no, only shmur mishas lisha, from the time that you mix in the water. Before you mix in the water, how can it become chometz? I mean, when you cut off the grain in the field, in Eretz Yisrael, it may rain. Usually in the summertime, it doesn't rain. And even if it rains, it's not going to sit. It's not like that now. It's a marble outside.
Yeah.
But it's not going to sit and soak in the puddle of water. It's going to rain. The rain is going to roll off and get absorbed in the ground. So it's very rare that it should become chometz dik just from sitting there. So that's a machlokes ha-maroyim in the Gemara. Do you say that's exactly what it means? In Shmartem es ha-matzos, you have to watch. There is even a far-fetched possibility that achmitz b'mechuber. The Gemara Pesachim talks on Daf Lamed Gimel. There is a far-fetched possibility that the kernels of grain become chametz while they're still attached to the ground. So nobody says you have to watch shmura matzah before ktsira. That is no, they don't. If there would be such a sheet, that they would really make a racket out of it. They'd really make a fortune.
They
charge 10 times as much, huh?
They take samples, I think, before they can actually cut it. They make sure there's a kosher for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, every company does that.
They go out in the field and they see how far it's matured.
Uh-huh.
If it's too far matured, then they can't take it because the water already sat in it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not the maturity. The kernels are open.
Not the
maturity.
I mean, if they crack open, then it's a higher possibility that it'll become common.
That's how they count with recession.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Gemara says there is a very far-fetched possibility of achmitz b'mechuber, that the grain become chametz while it's still attached to the ground. But that's so far-fetched, nobody holds you have to be concerned about that. Unless you see that it's a case that it's not so far-fetched. You waited too long, it's not far-fetched. And that it'll become chametz after you cut it off, before you knead it with flour, that is a possibility, but it's also far-fetched. That's a machlekes nigmar, whether you have to have shmur mishas ktsira or not. And what they're basically mikra din, it's really a chumra that we have shmur mishas ktsir mikra din. We really pass in shmur mishas lisha. By the time that you need the dough, when you mix it with water, that's when it can become chametz. You have to watch it. Shmartam is matzos. You have to watch matzos. It should become chametz. You should bake it as fast as possible. So these two psukim are written one next to the other in Parshas Boy, that it says a heter echal nefesh on yontif next to the pasuk of shmur matzah. So that's what Yerushalmi says. The smuchim, the fact that one is next to the other, teaches you that the heter, reichal nefesh, only applies mishas lisha v'yela. Only things that you do when you need to grind, let's say, to harvest the grain on Yontif, would not be allowed. Even though you want to eat it, to pull off the fruits from the tree on Yontif, not allowed. You want to eat it straight the way it is. Or let's say you already harvested the grain, you want to grind it to make flour. You're not allowed to make flour on Yontif. What you're allowed to do is lisha v'yela. If you already have the flour to mix the flour with water, from that point on, in the listing of the melachos, that you're allowed to do. So disha, that's before lisha. Disha is that you harvest the grain and then you detach the kernels from the straw, and then you separate it. Then you do borer. So all of these things, disha and borer, precede lisha. So the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to do borer. So that's the shiloh here. Are you permitted to do? Are you permitted to do disha and yon? That's what the problem was. Could have been done before.
Affected the food anyway.
Right. The shchita, if they didn't have refrigerators, so the shchita it'll be tastier if you cook it today, if you shecht it today. But the detaching that you could have done before Yom Tov. So that's the shayla. According to that Yerushalmi, it should be awesome. So this is the shayla that he asked the Rava. What's the din? So this Rava Baruch Hanna didn't know the din. Lo habib yale, didn't know what the din is. Also lekami de Rava, so he goes and he asks the real Rava. He's not real, he's Rava Bar Chanan, he's somebody else. He goes and he asks the famous Rava, Abai the Rava's Rava, Amalai, so he says, yes, that it is permissible. Against the Yerushalmi. Yes. Shami says, Melisha v'yelech, so the Gemara says, not exactly so, doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi. Amalai, so he says, Moilul and Melilos, Omefachin kitnias b'yantav. Moilul and Melilos means, if you have kernels of grain, some people enjoy eating raw kernels of grain. So you want to rub it with your fingers to remove the shell that's very tightly hugging the skin on the kernels of grain. And mefarchem kitnias, that's like peas in a pod, that you crack open the pod and you take out all the peas. So he says that it's permissible to do that. Permissible to do it. On Shabbos also sometimes you're allowed to do it if you're going to eat it immediately. Like we open up, we crack open nuts and we eat the nuts right away. That's mutter to do it, to have achila miyad, derech achila. But on Shabbos, if you're going to do this before you're ready to eat it, they're not going to be miyad, then it's a malacha. And on Yom Tov, you're even permitted to do it when you're not yet prepared to eat it. That's what he said. So that's what the Rava, the famous Rava who usually disagrees with Abai, Rava says mutter. So right away, Yesve Abai. So Abai, Efekta Makashe, there's a Tosefta that seems to contradict him. It says in the Tosefta discusses how do you do the borer, how do you do the act of borer later on. So it says, if somebody was Molo Malilos Me'erev Shabbos, if somebody rubbed the kernels of grain and he removed the shells that are holding tightly, on Erev Shabbos, so then... So what he did was, he detached, but it's all mixed up. He detached, he did the disha. Disha means to detach the och and the psolas that are connected together, but it's all mixed up. So then on Shabbos, he wants to pop a whole bunch of them into his mouth, but he doesn't want to eat the shells. So how does he separate the och and the psolas borer? So it says, do the brei roi de shinui. Menapeach miyad liyad. Let him hold the whole bunch in one hand and let him blow. And the lighter thing, one is heavy, one is light. The ochel and the psola. So the one that's light will blow away. And the one that's heavy will stay behind. So he's doing ayidei shinui. So that's muta. Shine. Avlo b'knon v'lo b'tamcha. But he shouldn't use a kli. He shouldn't use an instrument on Shabbos to do the brer. So shine. What if he was b'olam lilas may erev yontiv? What if it's a case not erev Shabbos, erev yontiv, and he detached the ochel from the psola on erev yontiv? And then on Yom Tov, if he wants to do the borer, he also wants to pop it into his mouth, a whole bunch of them, and he wants to do borer to separate it. So we're not so machmer on Yom Tov as we are on Shabbos, kosof the reza hat rechal nefesh. So it says he's permitted, menapeach miyad,
al yad.
Where is it? Menapeach al yad. He's permitted, menapeach means to blow. So he can blow. Al yad doesn't mean miyad liyad. Little by little, do a little at a time, not to do a lot. V'afilu b'knon, afilu b'tamchi, he may use an instrument to do the borer on yontif. Avalai b'tavla, avalai b'nof, avalai b'kfor. But he shouldn't use such an instrument that's usually only used when you're doing an awful lot. Rashi says, because it'll look as if, the mechzikim andovi l'tzarech mocha. It looks as if he's preparing for after yontif. Okay. You shouldn't use such an instrument that will make a marisayan that look like he's preparing for after Yom Tov. So I'll call upon him. So what does the Braisa talk about? The Braisa says the difference between Borer on Shabbos and Borer on Yom Tov. and it's talking about somebody who is Melo Melilis, Me'er of Shabbos, Melo Melilis, Me'er of Yontif. How does he do the Borer on Shabbos, and how does he do the Borer on Yontif? Why does it on Sabaye? Why does it talk about a Melo Melilis, Me'er of Yontif? If you just said that it's permissible to be Melo Melilis, Melo Melilis, Mefachin Kitni is beyond, if you say that you're permitted to do Disha on Yontif, Sisa, Melo Melilis beyond. Say the same thing. That's Abayi's Taina. That's what he asked. What is it seen from the Lashon of the Tosefta? Me'er of Yontif in. Only an Erev Yontif it's permissible. Of the Yontif Loi. But to do it on Yontif is mashma from the Tosefta that you're not allowed to. So it doesn't contradict what Rabbi said. Rabbi said it's Mutta. The Rabbi answers no. He sticks to his guns. He insists that it's Mutta. Afilu Teimer B'Yontif. The din is that even on Yontif insists it's also Mutta. I doesn't the Bryce to contradict Dr. Ney. I did a toneration. Me'er of Shabbos.
Couldn't
be different. Me'er of Yontif. On Shabbos, we wouldn't permit only a heter on Yontif because it's Tzeichel Nefesh. We allow Disha. So because of Disha on Shabbos is not allowed. So it says he did the Melila on Erev Shabbos. So that's why Tonanami Me'er of Yontif. But it's just Derech Agav. Really on Yontif it isn't. What do we do with that cloud that we said, Melisha V'Yelech? The Rishonim says Melisha V'Yelech, and the Rishonim all work with that Klal Melisha V'Yelech. So what do you do with this Gemara?
Regular way.
In the list, Disha precedes Lisha.
Yeah.
So Kodem Lisha, you're not allowed to. So the Pnei Yeshua writes, and others write, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev in the Sefer HaChumash, the Kedusha Slevi, I think he has a whole section, my father has a Kedusha Slevi, I have to take a look. So I think he has a whole section on Aruch Chaim Hilchos Yontif, where he has Chidushi Halacha. So I think he has a whole comment, I think the Pnei Yeshua says it also, that Melisha V'Yelech doesn't necessarily mean according to the list that appears in the Mishnah Shabbos on Daf Ayin Gimel. It says, Acharish Azariah HaKoytzer Adosh HaMamer HaLosh HaBoyer Azariah. It doesn't mean that list. It means how close is it to the final product of eating the food. So detaching the food from the ground, going fishing, let's say Netilus Nesham is after Lisha. No?
Yeah.
Or tzod. Tzod, to go fishing is tzod. So tzod is after Lisha. So why don't I say Melisha V'Yelech should be mutter to go fishing? So the answer is, it doesn't matter where it appears in the list, in the Masechah Shabbos, in the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel. It means how close is it to the final product of eating? So Moil Melilos, you're talking about someone who's going to eat it raw. He's going to eat the kernels of grain raw. So the Moilu Melilus is Mamish one step before he's about to eat
just
it.
Like Lisha.
So that's
and you've heard the better than
Lisha. You mix the flour with the water, then you have to bake it. And here's Mamish one step before. Yeah. So this is called Melisha V'Yelech. I think that's the Pnei Yeshua has like that, and Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev has more like that. So it doesn't really contradict the Yerushalmi. You could have done an Erev Yontif and still Mutter. The din is that the Melechus Eichel Nefesh, we discussed last week a little bit. In Makshire Eichel Nefesh, if you have a broken knife, a broken fork, that's not really called Eichel Nefesh, that's Makshire. So there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, are you allowed to do a Melecha for the purpose of Makshire? So even in Kriya, Shaila, how we pass the Melecha? Even if you say you're permitted to do Meleches Makshire Eichel Nefesh on Yontif, so that the Gemara says, you have a Ribu in the Miut, it says, Lochem, Lochol Tzarchechem, that you're allowed to do Melecha for Makshire. Then it says, well, Levado is a miyut. So we only allow you to do the melacha of machshire if it's Yev Shalasis and Bodyom. If it's Yev Shalasis and Bodyom, then you're not allowed to do machshire. But Taisis and Rov HaRishayim say that doesn't carry over to Echal Nefesh. Echal Nefesh Mamish, you're permitted to do on Yontif, even if you could have done it on Erev Yontif, and it would have tasted just as good. Midirabbanon, Rashi and a group of HaRishayim learned the Gemara's Midirabbanon, in many cases we don't allow you to do it. If you could have done an Erev Yontif, it would have tasted just as good. Some of the Rabbanon, you shouldn't do an Yontif unless you do Ayin Shinu. Okay. That's a question. No, that's a question. There's a machloikis in Rishonim whether Melisha V'Yelech is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanon. We all accept that klal Melisha V'Yelech. So the Ramban, in the beginning of Ein Sodin, there's a long melchamis. The beginning of the third parak that you're not allowed to go fishing. So Ramban holds that klal is deraisa. Niran disagrees. He doesn't understand what the Ramban is talking about. He said it's only a chumah mid rabbanon because he could have done it. And on the Ramban holds no, that the Melisha V'Yelech is a klal deraisa. has to be derech suda. On Shabbos, if it's derech achila, then it's mutter. But derech suda is not enough. It has to be mamish derech achila. And on Yom Tov, it doesn't have to be derech achila, even if it's a little less than that. Derech suda is also mutter. Derech suda is also mutter. Anyway, so that's it. So Rava had a machlekes with Abai, and we pass like Rava. Whenever there's machlekes Abai with Rava, we pass like Rava there. What? That on Yom Tov, you are permitted. This is Rava Bar Avchana Lahavi Biyada. He didn't know what the din is. And what is the din? It's machlekes Abai with Rava. And the din is like we only pass like Abai with Alpigam. So here we pass like Rava. That it's permissible on Yom Tov to be Moilol Melilois and to be Mefarech the kidneys, to remove the piece from the pot.
Even if you don't want to eat it right away.
Even if not going to eat it right away. You're going to eat it right away, it's Mutar on Shabbos. Mutar on Shabbos, yeah. But even if you don't plan to eat it right away, plan to eat it on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Plan to eat it after Yom Tov, you're doing Moloch on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to do. But, so we pass like Rav that it is permissible to do it. And then to do the Boirer, you should do a little bit at a time. To do the brera should be done a little at a time, but to do the disha, you're permitted to do this disha on Yom because he plans to eat it raw. So that's like melisha v'yeda. So now, what is it? What has it got to do with our daf? We're talking about giving. Someone's giving the shechta to Beim Yom, giving matnas kunas. To the kohanim, afrizan chalal Yom. What has it got to do over here? They should discuss it later when it talks about tochen on Yom Tov and borer on Yom Tov. It talks about all the details. What is it doing over here? Because the Gemara wants to make a diuk from the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara. Im kein, the second line from the bottom. Wait a minute. We were discussing in the Mishnah Machlekes Bisham and Misil. Last week we had three versions of what was the Machlekes Bisham and Misil. There was Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi, and Acherim. Exactly what was the machlekes, but part of the story was, leave out all the details, part of the story was that the Gemara said on Yom Tov you can mix flour with water to bake challahs, to bake cakes. So when if you mix the flour with the water on Yom Tov, it becomes tevel, it becomes chayv and afrashas challahs. So if it became chayv on Yom Tov, you can be mafresh the challah on Yom Tov. But if you baked it before Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Yom Tov. Or let's say if I shecht the behemah on Yom Tov, I'm allowed to shecht bisman atanam, you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. So the shecht of Eim on Yom Tov, it becomes mechuyev to be mafrish zroh l'chayayim v'hakevo on Yom Tov. He's allowed to be mafrish, he's allowed to give it to the Kohanim. He became mechuyev on Yom Tov. But if he shecht on an Erev Yom Tov, then he could have done it Erev Yom Tov. He's not allowed to set it aside on Yom Tov, he's not allowed to give it over to the Kohen on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, what about hafrashas truma? What about mafrish zayin truma? So the Gemara says, never, that's not shy. How can you ever become a chuyiv to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov? What do you need in order to become chayiv and truma samaisa? Whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv and truma samaisa, so you need a few conditions. First of all, it has to be edible. It has to be roi l'achilas odom. If it's meichel behemah, it's not chayiv. Straw, grass, is not chayiv and truma samaisa. It has to be meichel odom. Secondly, it has to be ripe. It has to grow. That's called marmalachta. It has to grow till the stage that it's edible. Let's say you have bananas that are green, and they didn't grow enough. You eat it, you get a bellyache. You have oranges that are green. Years ago, they used to export oranges from America. They sold it to America, so they sent it by boat. So they used to put it in the crates and put it on the boat when it was green, and it didn't become right lachila till it was in the middle of the ocean. It ripened in the middle. So that's what all the rabbanim said at that time. Rav Henk and all the others, they said, when you get the Jaffa oranges, you don't have to be mafresh to Mr. Mises. Because it didn't have Gmar Malachta in Eretz Yisrael. When it left Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't edible yet. It became Roy Lachila and Chutzlar. It became on the boat. If it becomes Roy Lachila and Chutzlar, it's not Chayv. Today they send it by plane. So that when they before it leaves Eretz Yisrael, it is Roy Lachila. So you do have a question. And the Rabbanut says they don't take responsibility for whatever they send to Chutzlar. It's hard enough for them to see to it that what they sell in Eretz Yisrael, there should be Mafish. So what they sell in Chutzlar is they... There's a tshuva from the Marsham who's Mekel. No one else agrees with the Marsham. The Marsham is known for his many kulas. He's known as a big Mekel. So he has a kula. He says if you plant things in Eretz Yisrael, adaita to export it, so it doesn't become chayv and shumas and mais. So shver, no mocker, no mocker. So it's not accepted. So the Rabbanut relied on that not to be matriach. Most of the customers are going. They sell to Europe. They sell all over the world. So they're not matriach them to be mafresh. So the Mishnah had like that. It's gemolt, there is a possibility that you shecht the Beim on Yom to become mechuyev and giving Zerah l'chayim v'akeva, that's called matonis. It is gemolt that a person mixes flavor with water on Yom to, but it becomes mechuyev to give chal. It's not gemalt, it's not possible, there's no hechetimtza that a person becomes mechuyev to be mafresh trumas and maisris on yontov. Why? Because to become mechuyev, to be mafresh trumas maisris, you have to have first of all gemar malachta. Gemar malachta means fully ripened in Eretz Yisrael. Then number two, you have to have miruach. Miruach means that you removed all the psoles. And then Rashi says, and you put it in a neat pile. And then Rashi says, you smoothed off the top. That's how Rashi holds. That miruach means you smoothed off the top. The Rambam doesn't seem to have so many conditions. Just you took out all the psoles and it's in a neat pile. And the Rambam has, and the Rashi adds on, you smoothed off the top. And then you have to have Ries Pnei Abayis. Then you have to bring it into the house. So before you have all this, you're not chai. So are these activities that a person does on Yontif? This is work that you do on a farm. To take off the psoles and to put it in a neat pile and to make it smooth it off berachas with an instrument and then to take it into the house. This is all malachas that are done. There's not things that you do on Yontif. So that's why the Mishnah assumes you can never become mechuyev and afrashes trum on Yontif. So it's never shaykh to be mafresh trum on Yontif. Shech the Beim on Yontif is possible, so you can become mechuyev and zralach yayim rakevim. Bake a cake on Yontif, bake a chal on Yontif is possible, so you can become mechuyev and afrashes chal and mafresh on the chal. But truma not, so the Gemara
effect. The Yestamaya Bayis, you cannot have the Yontif.
Huh?
The Yestamaya Bayis, you cannot have the Yontif. He brings in the bottle of the floor to the main entrance.
Yeah, but normally you take big tons of stuff. You normally probably do it with a machine. You do it with a big shovel and you take tons of it. Some people usually don't do that on Yontif. So that's what the Mishnah says. You never have Ries Pnei Abayis. It's usually you do a lot at a time. You have to take the big pile. You have to take the whole Miruach, the whole Kri, Shinis Marea, and take the whole thing in, not just to take scoop up a handful. You take the whole Kri and you take it in. So that's a Vachadik Ezach. You don't do it on Yontif. The Gemara says Mari Modem Al Tvuasa. The Gemara says it's permissible. Omer Aboshia. Aboshia says Mari Modem Al Tvuasa. It's permissible to do the following Harameh in order not to become Mechuyev and Afrashas Trumas and Maisis. That what? You only become, it's not important for the Hemshech HaGemara, that Gemara that I mentioned. That's a Gemara. In the first place is in Brachas we had it. So the Gemara, it's in here. Rabbi Kivega tells you to look. There's a Tesis in Menachas Samach Zayin where they talk a lot about that. It's a crucial Tesis. So Rabbi Oshia says it's permissible to do the following legal trick, Harama, to do the Rias Pnei Abayis. The two things the Gemara has: Mar Mar Matvos Umachnisa Bemoit Shalom. You bring the Rias Pnei Abayis. You bring in into the house with the shell, with all the psolas, and then you do the miruach after doing the Ries Pnei Abayis. So then you don't become mechuyev in afroshes trumas maiz. Has to be in order. First, you have to have the gemar malachta, has to be right, and then you do the miruach, you put it in a neat pile, and then you do the Ries Pnei Abayis. And if you do it in the reversed order, first you did the hachnasa l'tech abayis, and then you do the miruach afterwards. Machnisa b'motz shalom. B'motz means with all the psolas together. And then even if you do miruach later, you won't become mechuyev. That's one gemara. Then there's another gemara. The gemara says, in the Doros HaRishonim, instead of doing rias pnei habayis, instead of bringing in normally, they used to bring in derech gagas, derech karpifos. They used to bring it in through the roof, or through the window, whatever. Instead of taking it through the front door, that's not called rias pnei habayis. You only become mechuyev in afroshes trumas and maisis if you did Ries Pnei Abayis the normal way. You do abnormal, so you're not mechuyev.
I think the normal way is that they take it, they suck it up through the silo. It never goes in. It just goes on top.
Whatever.
Well, today is a normal way.
It depends on every generation. What's normal? So if it's mana tanoim, it was normal one way. So if you did it differently, you're not chay. If mana is normal, it's different. Whatever is normal is normal. That's what it says in the Gemara. So that Gemara says it's permissible. That's an interesting shaila. Why is it Marim Adam? It's permissible to do the Harame in the normal course of events. He would have done first the Miruach and then the Ries Pnei Abayis, and it would have become Mechuyev and Afrashes Trumas and Maisis. So Rabbi Oshia announces to the whole world, whoever knows how to read the Gemara, and Bismarck Gemara, they all know how to read the Gemara. So he advertised. Now you have the art scrolls, everybody can, even the Goyim can read. The Pope is reading, the Galochim and the Vatican, they're all reading the art scroll. That you're permitted to do this harama. How is it permissible to do the harama? To patter yourself from a mitzvah? That's a good question.
Maybe it's only now because there are no kahanim, or you don't give truma to the kohen. Rav Oshia was also when there were no kahanim. Well, she wasn't bestowed on
Mikdash. He says about even the Doris HaRishonim used to do like this. He talks about the tzaddikim in the earlier generations. Right, the lashon that he uses is Maramana Matos Machnisim and Matshula Kadesha Tehe Behemta Ocheles. That's a lashon. Why is Behemta Ocheles and why not Adam? But he'll do it in Miruach. Yeah, a human being is not going to eat it when it still has the psolus, but he means he'll take it into the house and then do the Miruach later.
Miruach,
do the Miruach later. So why does he say Kadesha Tehe Behemta Ocheles? Kadesha Yuchel Lechel. So that's a major, that's what Tosis discusses there, Menachas. So one shot in Tosis is, the guy's embarrassed to let the whole world know that he's doing this dreidel, that he wants to get around and not to be mafresh. So he says he's doing it because he's going to feed it to the behemoth, and to feed to the behemoth is called achilas haroi. So the din is that if you have miruach and then riyas pnei abayis, then it becomes tevel the araisa, and then you're not allowed to feed it to the behemoth. A person is not allowed to eat, not allowed to feed it to the behemoth, not allowed to sell it to the goy. You have to be mafresh shumas and maisis. But if you didn't have in the right order, you had miruach and you didn't have riyas pnei abayis yet, or you had first riyas pnei abayis, then you had miruach out of order, then it's not tevel the araisa. So then it's only osa b'achilas haroi. Tevel that didn't have the full miruach and riyas pnei abayis is only a din derabbanan. In our Torah, there is no isa tevel at all, and mid derabbanan the isa tevel is only achilas kev and not achilas haroi.
Not chiv challah or anything.
Challah, yes.
Right, doesn't become tevel derais. Does not become tevel derais. So tevel midrabbanan. What's the din of tevel midrabbanan? So the din of tevel midrabbanan is that it's only aser achilas haroi. It's only aser achilas keva, and it's mutar achilas haroi. So a very strange din. It's only aser achilas keva, and it's mutar achilas haroi. So boss says achilas keva. Guy sits down and he eats a whole meal, and he's full. That's achilas keva. Or the Gemara has later Shabbos Koibas. Whatever you eat on Shabbos, even if it's just a little bit, it's called Achilas Keva. That's called Achilas Keva. Because of the Hashivas, the Gemara calls the Pasuk. In Yishai, the Karos of the Shabbos Oinig, because of Oinig Shabbos, even if you eat just a Mashahu, that's called Achilas Keva. That's why there's some days in Rishonim and in Achrainim, the Maracha Zeruah has that, and the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetiv has opinions that if you eat cake or cookies on Shabbos, it's always hamoitzi. It's always hamoitzi because Shabbos kevas. If you eat, let's say a person is hungry and eats a whole box of cookies, or eats the whole cake, takes the whole cake and eats the whole thing, and now he's full. So it fills him up. So that's called achilas. If you kaver suda on cake and cookies, then you wash and you say hamoitzi and you bench bichus hamozen. It's regular. It's pas habo bekisnin. Cookies or cake is pas habo bekisnin, but it is pas. Pasa babakista means that it's sometimes mezonis and sometimes hamotzi, depending. If you kaver suda, then it's hamotzi. If you're not kaver suda, then it's mezonis. So there's one opinion in the Rishonim and in Achrenim, that's not the accepted opinion. Let's say you make kiddush in shul on Shabbos morning, make kiddush, then you have cake. So according to these poskim, you have to say hamotzi on the cake and the cookies. You have to wash. You have to wash and say hamotzi.
For one kezayis?
Yeah. That's what they say. The Pashto says, but that's not the accepted opinion. We say Shabbos Kevas is called Achilas Keva vis-a-vis the din.
If you eat bread, a little bit. But not if you eat cake. Maybe you learn Achilas Keva even if you eat a little bit.
Yeah, but here it says Shabbos Kevas. Shabbos Kevas. No, Shabbos Kevas is called Achilas Keva with respect to this din. Mm-hmm. That you're not allowed to eat Tevel Achilas Keva. Even if it didn't have Miruach yet, you're not allowed to eat the Tevel Achilas Keva with the Rabbanon. This din the Rabbanon. But it does mean that it's Kviya Suda. It's not the same as Kviya Suda. It's a different din. The word Keva and the word Keva is a different meaning. Yeah. It's a different context. You can't put it, just the same word appears in two Gemaras. It's not the same. That's what the Rav Chaim used to make fun of the Polish style of learning. That whatever the same word appears, so they always assume that it's the same thing. So he used to kibitz, used to say, the Rishonim say, that if you have Hanisrofin, there's a mission in the end of Temura, Hanisrofin Afra Muta, that if you have, let's say, Orlok Le'akerim and you burnt it, so you're allowed to have Hanor from the ashes. So the Rishonim say, why? So some Rishonim say, because Panim Chadosh is Bo'olakai. That the original Easter is not here, Panim Chadosh is. So he says, in order to have Shevet Brachas, the din is if you have Panim Chadoshes, Kemizong. So he says, so let's take some ashes. Fruits and burn it. And Yashin Shevet Panim Chadoshes. So we say, Shevet Brachas, the answer is that Panim Chadoshes is one thing, this Panim Chadoshes. The same word appears in two different words. Doesn't necessarily mean the same thing. A lot of times the Masoros HaShas, Sechen Zon, the same thing appears here, there, and the other place. Yeah. So sometimes it's taka the same thing. Sometimes it's the same phrase, and it's like Karav Zelzet has nothing to do with each other. Just like a computer gives you the same phrase, but a lot of times it has nothing to do. Usually it's exactly the same, but once in a while it gives you a tzushtel, just the same phrase, which has conceptually is totally different. So here is a big machlokes in Tosfos and Menachos. That Tosfos on Samach Zayin and Beis. It has a big machlokes on that story. When Rav Boshia says in the Gemara, it's permissible to do this trick, Mari Modem Al Tvos, it's permissible to do the following harama, it's a legal fiction, which we allow. First do the Riyas Pinah Bayis before you remove the psolas, and then when it's in the house, Machnisa B'mot Shalom, bring in the Tvua into the house with the psolas, and then do the Miruach afterwards. So since it didn't go in order, so it never becomes Tevel Deraisa. But it already was Tevel the Rabbanon. So that's what the Pashtas, that's what Rashi says. That's why it says, Kadesh Tehe Behemto Acheles, the Behemah can eat, because whatever the Behemah eats is always called Achilas Aroi. But that a person should eat it, that's not, because with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva, even if it didn't have the Miruach with the Rias Panabais, even if it didn't go in the proper order. That's how half of the Rishonim say. Then Tosis quotes one opinion that is not so. Tosis quotes a Rabbeinu Ephraim, I think. Tosis has 2 days there. Some of Simon Bay. So they quote a Machlokes Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rashbam Nachson. So they quote one Bala Tosis says like this. If you did Meruach and you didn't do Rias Pnei Bais yet, then there's a din that you're not allowed to eat at Achilas Keva. Achilas Aroi is Mutta. Why? Because you can still do Rias Pnei Bais and it'll become Tevel Deraisa. So because it may yet become Tevel Deraisa, so we don't even allow you to eat it. We declare this as Tevel Derabbanan. We don't allow you to eat it Achilas Keva. But let's say you did such a trick to your Paris, it cannot become Tevel Deraisa. You did first Tachnasa Labayis, and then you did the Miruach. And even if you take it out and you bring it back in, the Rishayim say it still will not become Tevel Deraisa. So if you did such a dreidel that it can never be lead up to a Tevel Deraisa, then it's even permissible to eat it Achilas Keva. That's a whole group of Rishon. They had a kasha in Gemara Menachos, and they answered the kasha by saying like that. In such a case, it's said to Gomer. So what does the Gemara say? No. Even with the Rabbanon. The other... Tevel Rabbanon is, if you had Meruach and you didn't yet do Rias Pnei Abayis. So if you didn't do Rias Pnei Abayis, it's not Tevel. But if you did it kakai backwards and it can never become Tevel Deraisa, so then there's no Issa Tevel Derabbanan. Tevel Derabbanan is only Hashem Sofa because it has a possibility of becoming Tevel Deraisa. But if it can ever lead up to Tevel Deraisa, he did already the Rias Pnei Abayis. He did the Hachnasa Labayis before he did the Miro, so it's never going to become Tevel Deraisa. So it's even Mutta Tid Achilas Keva. So why does Rav Boshia say he can do this Haram Kadesha Tehet Behemto Achelas? Everybody should eat and enjoy it. And it's had to, so Tosfos says, no, Hashem Tzach, he's embarrassed to announce everybody. He's using this trick, he's using this stunt in order to get out of the whole din.
So why should he be ashamed? I mean, if this is what you should do it for,
it's permissible, but it's, so Tosfos says, still a little embarrassing. So the farmer is going to say, it's for the behemoth. He's taking it into the house for the behemoth. The behemoth doesn't need the meruach. Behemoth doesn't need to separate the echel. The behemoth will eat the straw also. So he says it's for the behemoth. But truth of the matter is, in his heart, he knows that it's really for himself also. He's going to do the miruach later. And there's absolutely no problem, because since it cannot possibly lead up to Tevel Deraisa, so they were never going to the Tevel Derabbanan. Those are the 2 days in Tosfos. It's important to keep it in mind. When we continue to learn this Gemara, it's going to become crucial. How in the world do you read this Gemara? The next daf. You're going to have to work on that. But this din is a psamotment din. What? Tevel Deraisa, if you had Meruach and had Gemar Malach, that's fully ripened. And then you had Meruach, you removed the psolas and you put it in a dogon and a digun and a pile and a kree, and then you flatly made a smooth surface. And then you bring it into the barn, into the silo, so that's Tevel Deraisa. So then you're not allowed to eat it at all. You can't feed it to the animals and you can't sell it to the goyim. That's Tevel Deraisa.
It's Tevel Derabbanim already.
And Tevel it already was Tevel Derabbanim before. If you have
automatically.
Yeah, whatever grows is already Tevel Derabbanim. But Tevel Derabbanim is only Asar Achilas only Achilas Keva Achilas Aroy is Muta. What kind of a strange din is that? What kind of a din Derabbanim is that? I remember when we were learning this din, Rav Soloveitchik asked, you have Basa B'chol of Deraisa and you have Basa B'chol of Derabbanim. Let's say Basa B'chol of Derabbanim cooked chicken with milk. So it's only Basa B'chol of Derabbanim. Machloek is Satanoim, we pass on only Derabbanim. Let's say it wasn't cooked with the milk, it was soaking in the milk.
Yeah,
so it's Basa B'chol of sandwich. You have cheese and flesh in the same sandwich, but it wasn't cooked together. So the Issa Deraisa is only Basa B'chol of Derach Bishol Asaterv. It's not Derach Bishol, it's only Derabbanim. So did anybody ever hear of Asvara that Basa B'chol of Derabbanim is only as Achilas Keva? It's Muta Achilas Aroi. Doesn't make any sense. Take for example Gid Anoshe. Gid Anoshe a pasuk b'chumish that it's awesome in Atara. What about the Shumana Gid? What about the fat that's on top of the Gid Anoshe? So the Gemara says it's mutter, but it's mutter min Atara, and the Gemara's lashon is Yisol Kidoshim Noagabo Issa. So it means it's not the Raisa. Some say it's the Rabbanan. The Kes Mishnah says it's not even the Rabbanan. Yisol Kidoshim Noagabo Issa means that it's only mitam minik. It's not even an Issa the Rabbanan. Megorim talks about that Kes Mishnah. It's only an Issa mitam minik. So the Rav said that anybody ever hear a Svara that Shuman Agid, that Gid Anosh is absolutely awesome. And Shuman Agid is only as Achilas Keva. Achilas Aroy is Mutter. Where do you find there's so many things that treifas? You look at the Rambam, half of the treifas are the Raisa and half of the treifas are the Rabbanan. So you say that treifas the Rabbanan only Osir Achilas Keva, Mutter Achilas Aroy, Macholas Asuris, when you learn Yerideya, Chelik Al Yerideya never comes up as a Achilik. That some Macholas Asuris that's awesome the Rabbanan. Is it only us, Achilas Keva? So where in the world did they dream up such a wild line from?
That's what we're talking about.
When it becomes Tevel Deraisa, it's absolutely
awesome.
Before it's Mutam and Atara, there's no Issa at all, no prohibition at all. Midirabbanan, before it had the Rias Pnei Abayah, so before it had the Miruach, it's also to eat it Achilas Keva. So if you eat it on Shabbos, even if you nibble a little bit, that's called Achilas Keva, Shabbos Keva. So Mekach, if I bought it from someone else, Mekach is Kaveh. If I bought it and I eat it, I show a Hashivis. If I cooked it, Bishul is Kaveh. What else? Chotzer is Kaivan. That's an Issa de Rabbanan. So that's what he's asking.
Yeah, but how do you
that's
see?
That's what he asked. Why did they make such a huge pattern? Usually we have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain de Raisa Tikkun. They pattern after the Din de Raisa. Where in the world is there a anywhere? A growth for anything. Where did they get such an iPhone?
One was awesome and I didn't. Well, the other was awesome mamish. That's the difference. It's not awesome mamish. We said it's awesome.
Midrabbanan, yeah. Consists of being mevatel mitzvah. Mevatel mitzvah is if you do bekviyas. If you do baroi, maybe it's not mevatel mitzvah. But where did they get it from? Where did they get? What is the kain deraisa? That's what he asked. Called the tikkun rabbanan kain deraisa tikkun. What is it patterned after? That's what he asked. So I remember he said a svara that we thought was iluyish. We thought it was very sharp. And then we found the Rambam says it in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Trumas. The Rambam says it before. She said, that's the reason why Minat Torah it's only also after Miruach and Riyas Pnei Abayis. Mm-hmm. When it grows from the ground, let it be right away Tevel. So the answer is no. When it grows from the ground, you eat it. It's always called Achilas Aroy. That's not the normal way that people eat. Who eats raw stuff? Huh? Normal is you do Miruach and then you Rias Pnei Abayis and then you eat it. So min haTorah, the Yisur is Achilas Keva of Tevel. So now the question is, well, why should Manishtana Tevel? From Treifis and from Gid Anoshe, so you say the Svara, why? Because the Issa Tevel is not an absolute Issa. The Issa is your Mevatel Mitzvah. Mevatel Mitzvah is only if you do on a grand scale. If you do a little bit, not Mevatel any Mitzvah. The Achilas Aroy is not a Bitla Mitzvah. Do Achilas Keva, that's a Bitla Mitzvah. So the Rav said the whole nature of the Issa Deraisa of Tevel is only Achilas Keva. That's why it's only Osa Tita Tevel if you had Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis and anything else not. The Rabbanon, they used the same klal, but they applied it differently. They applied it in more cases. They said,
a later case, a later situation.
Even more, even if you never have miruach with rias ben abayis, if he done Shabbos is kaveya, melach, if he salted is kaveya, if he cook it bishul is kaveya, chotzer is kaveya, if he eat it in a chotzer, mekach, if I buy this kaveya, six things. The Ram quotes at the six klalim, six things that are kaveya. If you eat a ton of it, that's avada kaveya, that's mamish achilos kaveya. But the other six things are also kaveh. So that's how he suggested. And then later on, years later, we found out the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos has that. There's a Sefer Migdash David on Kochim and Zroim and Taras by Rabbi Akiva, by Rabbi David Akiva, Akiva David Rappaport. He was a descendant of Rabbi Akiva Eger. So the first sefer that he wrote is Tzemach David, Horis on Shuvas Rebbe Kivegen. A thin little sefer, Horis on Shuvas Rebbe Kivegen. So it made such a hit in Europe before the Second World War. Rabbi Chana Wasserman had a yeshiva in Baranovich, and he never met this person. He hired him sight unseen that he should give the top shir in his yeshiva. He said, the higher shir, higher than Rabbi Chana. When he came, he was surprised to find out number one is Ben Abacher. He wasn't married. I thought it was a disaster. I can have a single guy giving the highest shir in the shir. Number two, he stuttered so terribly, no one understood one word that he was talking about. So Rabbi Chanan wanted to fire him. He wanted to trap him, so he consulted it. Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chaim Moshe were brothers-in-law. They were married to two sisters, married the daughters of the Shavala Rav. So they were also big Talmud Chacham. So he consulted Rabbi Chaim Moshe's brother. Rabbi Chaim Moshe said, The single being single, will get married. Not this year, next year, he'll get married. And Sophie, he did get married. He had no children, he got married. And then the stuttering, he said, it's such a great gun, it's worth it. They'll learn already how to pick it up. But Rabbi, there's one Rebbe in Yeshiva who learned by him. He said it took a whole year to lead the one who's sick now. The one who had a stroke last year, he's not saying Shem, I forgot his name. Rabbi Drillman. So Rabbi Drillman said he learned by Rabbi Akiva Rappaport. He said for the first year, no one, when you came to his shir, you didn't understand one word. It took a whole year until you picked up what he was trying to say. It was talking about a problem. Anyway, so this Akiva Rappaport, so that was the first sefer. He put out little sefer, Ha'oris on Shuvas Rabbi Kivega. That was the Tzemach Torah. That's what got him the job. And then afterwards, he published the other psalm he learned in the Kollel and Slabodke, and they were learning Kochim. And the chok in the Kollel is, like in graduate schools, you have to publish, you have to show that you did some work, not stam to sit and learn. So they had a write over the Chidush Torah. So he writes in the introduction, they learned Kochim, so he wrote whatever they were machadish. He said they didn't understand one word that was going on. Kochim was so foreign at that time, they didn't have any Yisoidis. Now it's already popular, they have a lot of sermon, everybody wrote on Kochman. That time they were just, that was the beginning of the Zionist movement. That was the beginning of the Zionist movement, and the Chafetz Chaim heard that they were founding colonies in Eretz Yisrael, and he encouraged everybody to start learning Kochim, they're going to build a base on Migdash soon, and they're moving to Eretz Yisrael. Everybody was all excited. Now they want to give back everything. Want to give back the Makom HaMikdash, want to give back everything. But at that time, everybody was very excited, so they started learning Kochim. So they started, they didn't know V-Masters. They didn't know what are the Yisaitis, what's a Klal, what's a Yetzim and a Klal. So he writes an introduction. They learned it once, they learned it twice, they learned it a third time. They finally broke into what's going on. And then he wrote all these essays, like encyclopedic essays. A lot of times, it doesn't have Chidushim. He just puts together all the Inyonim. He quotes a Klal from here, from Daf Samach, from Daf Sadi Gimel, from another Masicht in Kochim. He puts everything there like a whole beautiful article. And then as he's writing, he quotes Rambams and Pirush HaMishnayos and this and that. And every three paragraphs he puts in some original suggestion, maybe this, maybe that.